every day is Saturday at Casinos USA. Hello, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and welcome to our April 2025 podcast. Yeah, 21 plus 3 and other side bets you could forget. No, you don't forget them. Try them once in a while. I've been doing that. Hey, and if you're wondering where we have been, we did take some time off, and we had some family things to worry about, like a roof on top of our house. We actually had over 70 mile an hour winds here in late December of 2024, and that's very unusual in the foothills of the Allegheny Mountains, you know, which is the Pittsburgh suburbs. Hills and dells, and usually breaks the wind, but not that night. Wow, it was pretty wicked, and so we had a lot of damage, and, you know, there's appraiser, there's claims, there's all that, and eventually they decided we're going to get a new roof, and it's going to happen in May, so everything might be okay again. We also took some time off to do some traveling, which we do quite a bit of, and we went down to visit our son and family in Western Maryland, and we saw a couple of plays, one by an elementary grandchild and one by a senior high grandchild, brother and sister, of course, but that was cool. We really enjoyed that. So I hope all of you have had an enjoyable time since we've been together, and we'll try to make this as enjoyable and entertaining and educational as we usually do, or do not. And just because I get jaded, you know, playing one way, playing one game, I've been doing a lot of blackjack online with a live dealer, and of course, I hope you live in a state where you can do that. It's a kick. What attracted me to that is that you can use much lower betting margins. I'm playing games that are dollar a blackjack. And the other thing is that anything I do doesn't affect anybody else's playing. There's hundreds of people playing at the same time that I'm playing, right? But I can play, you know, for a couple bucks, and I can also make a dollar side bet, and I can make it a $2 side bet or a $50 side bet, but I've been using $2 on 21 plus 3, and I want to start that. I don't play every hand 21 plus 3, but I do. It enables me to do two things at once. I can play the game of blackjack, and in another way, I can play the game of three-card poker at the same time. So if you don't know this bet, I know it's in Vegas. I talked to my Vegas grandson. He told me when he was a dealer, it was a very common bet that people made. So in the game of 21, what in the world is 21 plus 3? Well, here's how it works. One distinction about online playing is all these people that are playing with me in Pennsylvania, you don't know who they are, but they're getting the same cards I am. And of course, I have choices. You know, I can hit, I could stay, I could split, you know, and they have choices too. And it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't affect what I do. I don't even know what they're doing. You know what I mean? That's so cool, man, you know? So, for example, if there's a blackjack, what the hell? Everybody is, you know, you're assuming everybody's going crazy, you know? It's not like craps where one group loses if you bet against the dice or for the dice, you know? In blackjack, if you get blackjack and everybody gets the same cards and, you know, you have a blackjack, all of a sudden, wow, you know, and the dealer says, hey, big win for everybody. You know, they know too how it works, and that's how it goes. Now, I was playing one time and I saw somebody get their two cards, and of course the two cards were 2 and 3, and I just, damn, you know. And the first card that the dealer had turned over was a 4, and it was a 2 of spades, a 3 of spades, and a 4 of spades. And she said, oh my goodness, all you 21 plus 3 players just want some big money. Whoa, a straight flush, a 3-card poker straight flush, 3 cards of the same suit. And I'm thinking, what the hell is this? You know, I didn't bet it. So I was intrigued because I wanted to see how much money they did win. She didn't say. Of course, it depended how much they bet on that side bet, but I'll give you the odds. And you'll think, well, maybe I ought to play this bet one time, too. Because when you don't play something and it hits, you're thinking, damn, you know. So that's how I got involved with this. So remember, everybody playing the game, Infinity Blackjack, it's called, gets the same cards. And your decision to stay means you're frozen right there. And of course, if you get a hit, then you might be doing something somebody else does. But the hit card's the same card for everybody. So I hope you get. I hope I made that point. And if you haven't played blackjack online and you can't, give Infinity Blackjack a try and let's go from there. Okay, here are the odds that we're talking about when we play a side bet numbered 21 plus 3. 21 plus sign 3. Okay, well, the biggest one of all, of course, is you get three sevens. You have two and the dealer has one. You know, again, it's like three-card poker here. You put those three cards together. And if it's... you know, a six deck shoe that they're dealing from, and then again, this is live, that's 5,000 to 1. And that's those kind of odds are and everyone who has 21 plus 3 doesn't offer that. So, you know, you can check and say, hey, do you offer three sevens of the same suit? You know what I mean? Right. Can you imagine how hard that would have to be? Come on. But it's 5,000 to 1. But there's other ones that are much, much easier to attain. You bet a dollar side bet on 21 plus 3, and you have two hearts dealt to you, and the dealer's up card is a heart, and you just won a 5-to-1 bet. So you won $5, you know? If it was a straight, let's just go with 2, 3, 4 of different suits, it would be 10-to-1. So you just won $10. If you had two threes and the dealer had a three, it would be 30-to-1. That's not bad, huh? Boy, don't you wish you would have put $5 on it? And if you have a straight flush, let's go back to that 2, 3, 4, but this time they're all hearts, then it's 40-to-1. And suited trips, you have three of a kind of the same, but they're not sevens, that's generally 100-to-1. So, the house edge for 21 plus 3. Well, it depends on how many cards are in the shoe that you're, you know, getting the cards from. But they're somewhere around over 3% to 7% house edge. It's sort of like playing hard ways in craps or, you know, betting the 4 or 10 but not... buying them, just betting them. So it's not totally disgusting. I mean, you know, it's not great, but it's not meant to be. It's just a way to keep you interested in the game, I guess. 21 plus 3. I have hit it 3 times and I enjoyed it very much. I don't do it all the time, of course. I told you, it's just something that comes across. Well, if you get dealt in blackjack and you bet the pair, and that's another side bet, it's called pair, and let's say you put a dollar on the pair bet, you get two queens dealt to you. Well, you got a pair of queens and that pays 25-to-1. That's the second side bet that we're talking about today, playing the pair in blackjack. So the two side bets, 21 plus 3 and the pair, are relatively common. And online, you can find them in many games, but I play Infinity Blackjack. Okay. I hope that piqued your interest in blackjack side bets. My goodness. And you can see how sometimes you read, well, somebody won, you know, $50,000 playing blackjack and probably was a side bet, huh? I bet you it was a side bet. Yeah, I bet you. Now, remember this distinction between the two bets, because you can win blackjack. You could win the game of blackjack. You know, you're closer to 21 or you have 21 than the dealer. You can win the pair bet and you can win the 21 plus 3 bet all at the same time. Let's go back with my two queens. Now, remember the pair bet only is your two cards, your first two cards. It's not the dealer's card at all. The 21 plus 3 are your two cards, your original two cards before you get any hits. And the dealer's up card. So that's how that works. That's the distinction. So let you have two queens. So you won the pair bet. And hey, the dealer has a queen. Woo-hoo! You just got chip queens. Man. And you're gonna win the blackjack too. Okay? Let's think about that. So you stand on your 20. And of course, she comes up with an 18, the dealer does, and she loses the game of blackjack, and you win the pair bet and the 21 plus 3 bet as well. Oh, man. That's what I call a good day at a casino. That's a lot of fun. Okay, short break, and we're going to go to the game of craps and talk about crazy bets you can make that really aren't so crazy when they hit. We'll be right back.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Okay, that means we can talk about craps right now and a little crap stock. Well, in the realm of crazy bets, boy, this is a discussion, you know, that I have sometimes with Jeremy Ellerick, even when he's not listening to what I'm saying, because he's not, I'm not on the phone with him or chat box or anything like that. But I just started playing craps, and I started playing craps numbers 2, 3, and 12. And on a come out roll, I'm gonna make the hedge bet. Yeah, and you're going to say, hey, well, the odds on the 12 or the 2, there's only one way to make a 12. It's 2 sixes, and one way to make a 2, of course, is snake eyes. Well, it's 30 to 1. And so, you know, you're thinking, man, if I could hit that a couple times, that might take me back to even. You know, that craps player's prayer. Lord, help me get even. Make me have even money. Let me go home without losing any money. And sometimes it puts you way ahead. But you can go into what I call chasing the 12 or chasing the 2. And this is how you do it. You bet a dollar on the 12. Doesn't hit, you bet $2. Doesn't hit, you bet $3. Doesn't hit, you bet $4. Then $5. Now you add that up all along, all right? And see how high you can go and still make money. So if a 12 hasn't rolled for 30 minutes, you think, you know what, I'm going to chase a 12 a little bit. And I'll go as high as $10. And every once in a while, once a year, twice a year, you'll get up to $8 or $9, and damn, there's a 12. Well, I got $9 on the 12. That's $270. That easily covers the expenditure that you had. Chasing the 12. Chasing craps numbers. I'm going to call it feast or famine, because when you play that way, that's what you get. But you know what? A lot of people play craps. Never, ever do they chase the craps numbers or hedge bets with craps numbers. But I'll be damned, they still lose a lot of money. So for me, chasing craps numbers, maybe not to the extent of just picking one out, but, you know, playing three-way craps, goodness gracious. What I'm saying is, listen, that can put you ahead for the day. And if you're going to play the dumb pass, which I play, not more than the regular, you know, numbers, but I do play the dumb pass at times. On the come out roll, I always make it a dumb pass bet plus $1.12. Just because if the 12 rolls, even though I wouldn't lose any money, it's a push. What the hell? I don't want to go crazy here, man. Okay. So, chasing craps numbers, playing craps numbers in craps, those are bets that I make more than occasionally. I make them almost, well, I'm going to say anymore, I make them all the time that I play. All the time. Yes, I do. I'm not ashamed to say it. And of course, at a craps table, you can play it for a buck. Three-way craps is $3. That's the minimum bet. I don't care if it's a $25 table, you can still play three-way craps for $3, right? Okay, think about that. What the hell? You hedge that $25 come out roll on the pass line, right? And what the hell? If a 7 or 11's rolled on a come out, then you're going to win $22 instead of $25. What's the difference, man? You had some chance to get covered there, all right? I always played $25 and $6 three-way craps, so I was sure to win, you know, to cover that 25 if a craps number was rolled. Okay, one more game that we play that involves crazy bets. Coming back after another short break.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay? We lost some people this week, and we need to sort of play catch-up. Thanks.
I hope you know that movie because it's just so damn funny. Office Space. Well, Pigal. It's if you know basic poker, you can play it. Each player at the table gets 7 cards, and out of those 7 cards, you create 2 hands. One hand is 2 cards, and the other hand is 5 cards. And to win the game against the dealer, you have to beat the dealer with 2 hands. Now, that might sound challenging, but your low hand has to win and your 5-card hand has to win. But it's the same deal for the dealer. So there are so many draws in this game, and it's so slow. And especially if you're playing at a table, say with 5 other people against the dealer. Wow. Why do you need a side bet, right? Well, you need a side bet in case you don't win. You draw, and then suddenly you get tired of it, and it's boring. And so you say, hey, I'm going to make a side bet. So remember, you can have these hands, but if you don't have money on the side bet, wow. Now, some casinos, it's not relatively common, but it's common in Pittsburgh. There's a bet called the Envy Bet, and it's a $5 minimum bet. And that bet's pretty cool because if somebody wins, you win too. Yeah. How about that? You might lose your hand, but you win too. All right. Well, let me get started with these side bets in Pigal. And there's so many. Every casino has their own variety. So you'll have to check with the casino that you're in and say, hey, if you have a second, can you explain some of these side bets to me? Okay, here we go. Well, the biggest one that's... I played at a table with this one. If you get a 7 card, you know, you get 7 cards. If you get a 7 card straight flush, that's 8,000 to 1. And goodness gracious, if you got that and you didn't bet the side bet, oh, 8,000 to 1. On the other hand, a regular straight flush is 50 to 1. And remember, you get 7 cards, so when you get 4 of a kind, we're talking 25 to 1. A full house of those 7 cards is 5 to 1, and 3 of a kind is 3 to 1. I think that's right. And remember, to win the even money bet, you have to beat the dealer with your 2-card hand and your 5-card hand. That's how the game is played. You don't have to make the side bets that I mentioned, and there's many other kind. So some of these side bets have minimum amounts. You know, online it's going to be $1. So I would start by playing Pigal. If you find an online digital property that offers you the game, if not, try it at a casino where you can bet lower amounts of money in the game itself and on the side bets. So make those fortune bets in Pigal. And again, every casino has some different ones to add, but the fortune bets that we went over with those different hands from poker, wow, that's pretty much a standard everywhere, and you'll see them on the Pigal felt itself. Okay, well, that takes care of that, and I hope you give some thought to these side bets, because not only are they fun, sometimes they're financially lucrative. I think that's the way I'll put it. We'll just hang in there for a short break, and we'll be right back for our final section of our podcast today. Well, if you're a sports bettor, I hope the men's and women's basketball national championship playoffs, you know, found you making some good picks. It wasn't really a challenge. I had picked UConn when you could first bet on the national championship to win it all. I also thought Notre Dame did a nice job for me this year. I finished out of 12 bets, I was 10-2, 10 wins and 2 losses. But I didn't expect Houston to do what they did, and I was hoping they'd win a national championship, and I bet on them in a national championship game, and they lost. But what a great game that was to watch. The UConn win over South Carolina was just destruction, really, and I think it shows you that Gino Auriemma, with 24 trips to the Final Four and all those national championships, he has to be the GOAT, obviously, of women's college basketball, that's for certain. Okay, Janie wants to talk a little bit about some things that are important in terms of the tournament as far as betting goes, and also some additional things. We had a question from a listener, found our email and got a hold of us, so she'll be talking to you about that. So we'll turn the microphone over to my partner, Janie.
Hi, everyone. It's Jane. Glad to be back here with the mic. Sometimes that can be dangerous. I haven't been on a few. Well, I was on the last episode, but not for long. But the tournament always gets us excited. Now, this year, I dealt totally in the women's except for the men's Final Four. And I always watch the Final Fours. But anyway, in the women's tournament, even without Caitlin Clark this year, which that was so exciting with her last year, and that brought in so many new fans. Women's betting was up 10% this season at BetMGM alone. So it makes it fun when you can do that. I know everybody doesn't bet on these, but so many people do, and it's so easy anymore with on the online betting and legal sports betting, which we know isn't legal in every state. But the men's betting was up 18%. And that was unusual. They didn't expect that because all of the Final Fours were number one seeds. And that was the first time that had happened since 2008. But it made for very competitive games, as we did see in that last one with Florida and Houston. But so that might be something that if you're thinking about, you might want to look into if you're not sure, you know, how to go about doing it. But okay, as Fav mentioned, we had someone ask us, well, what can you do besides gamble at the casinos? Well, that's all I needed to hear or know about. There's so many things. Let me start. You can go there for entertainment. They have some of the best entertainment anywhere. You can pay to see groups. You know, we went to see a tribute group for Chicago at one of our local casinos, and they were extraordinary. They had about, 18 members, and they'd been together for 30 years. And all kind of talent there. They were so good, you would have really thought you were in the auditorium with Chicago. That was just the tribute band. We have seen America, the live group, the real group, in a casino in southern Indiana. And oh, that was very nice to see. That we really enjoyed that. And both of these were sold out. They added shows for the Chicago tribute group. You can see comedians like Jerry Seinfeld is always in Las Vegas at some casino, and he tours the country too, going to some of the smaller ones. You can pay for the tickets, or you can get them free as a comp, which we've gotten them. Both of those concerts we went to were free. You can also buy your own tickets. You can go to what we call the lobby bar entertainment, where the lobby bars will have groups. They might even just have a piano player one night. But most of them have groups, and they have singers there, so you can have a drink sitting there, people watching.
Yeah, and that's no charge. I mean, there's no charge at all for those lobby bars, just your drinks.
No, we know of, for instance, the
Blue Chip
Casino in Michigan City, Indiana. They have a big lobby bar, and you can watch it at the very entrance into the casino. So you can stand out there. You don't even have to go into the bar if you don't want to, but they do have the tables in there, and you can get your drink in there, but you can also get a drink outside in the lobby area, and then just walk into the casino. You can stand there and watch the group. You can hear some of them while you're in the casino. Then they also have several other bars with entertainment in the facility there. So entertainment is such a big part of going to a casino.
The Sphere in Las Vegas, I mean, people go to Vegas sometimes not for the casinos
now,
at all.
Yeah, people are starting to go just to go to Las Vegas to see a person, a group, a show at the Sphere.
Who's the country singer?
Well, Kenny Chesney.
That's right, Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney, and most people know who he is the latest in an elite group of entertainers, such as U2, which opened the Sphere, Dead and Company, which our son-in-law attended and sat in about the front row.
That's the old Grateful Dead group.
The Grateful Dead group. Yeah. Yeah, he said that was like seeing them again all over, and he would go a second time if he could. The Eagles. So, and Kenny Chesney's right up there. He's going to be, however, the first country singer to be there. And he's going to be there for 15 performances in May and June so far. The last one was scheduled to end June 21st, but then there's been such an overwhelming demand. In fact, we have someone from our little town going, I heard just yesterday, is going out specifically for that. But there was such a demand that they decided to add three additional dates, but they haven't said when. So I guess they probably haven't decided if it's going to be tacked on to the end there or if he's going to show up another time. But he, to quote Kenny Chesney, when he had heard or was talking to the Sphere people about having a residency there, he and his whole touring team flew out because they had never heard a concert there, just to see the facility. He said he walked around the stage and they put up the U2 concert. And he said after seeing that, he said it adds another dimension to the concert. That he couldn't believe it, and he absolutely is so excited and can't wait to get there. So just for your information.
I know we had talked about this for, I don't know, ever since we started these podcasts in 2016. Just traveling across the country, you can stop in casinos not to gamble, but to sleep and eat because they're safe. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. We've done four cross-country trips, and the first one that we decided to do was years and years ago. We were going to go to one of my relatives' weddings in Colorado, and I said to Fav, you know, I've traveled with my family across the country. We've driven it. And I said, you would be amazed at how beautiful it is. And you have crossed the country, but only by planes. So let's try it. So he was able to have the time off, and so was I. And you just get to see, we saw Mount Rushmore. We saw so many national parks and places of interest. Or visited friends along the way who had moved there. So that's a fun thing to do. You just have to block out the time. But if you are going to be doing that, even if you're just going to be going to someone's wedding in another state, and you're not sure where to stay, and you don't want to stay at the places that have been reserved for the wedding party, you can just find a nice casino. For what you pay, you get so much more. You do have the safety because they do have guards. They do have undercover people there watching it all the time. They have cameras everywhere. You can get food 24 hours a day. So that's just something to keep in mind. You might want to try that. Okay, other than entertainment. All right, well, there are spas you can visit. Some of these casinos have some of the nicest available luxurious spas around. You can get a manicure, a pedicure, or massages. So don't exclude that while you're the people that you're with, or even if you're alone, If they're gaming, you can go and visit the spa. Some of them have another, you don't have to gamble, but they do have horse racing. They have flat track, which is just the rider on the horse, or they have the buggies. You can go, they usually have outdoor seating and indoor seating, and some of them even have restaurants that have the indoor seating right at the windows, so you can have your meal and watch the racing too, which can get to be interesting. And as I said, you don't have to actually be betting on the horses, just go and see them.
If you can't make it to the Derby, the Kentucky Derby, of course, so many casinos have Kentucky Derby Day, even though they're in different states and all that, everybody gets dressed up, and it's a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, it is fun. I didn't mention that part with the horse racing. But yes, on Kentucky Derby Day, sometime even the Preakness, some of the other races, especially if they're casinos near where these races are held, people dress up. And they even have contests to see who has the greatest hat or whatever. The best dressed couple.
What's that drink? The mint julep, right?
Oh, yeah. They have mint juleps those days, too, usually. So that's a fun social thing to do. All right. They have other activities there. A lot of them have bowling alleys. The South Point in Las Vegas.
That's in Henderson.
Oh, well, it's in Henderson, yeah. But it's right at the very tip of the strip.
Right, it is.
From Las Vegas. And they have bowling alleys. They have theaters, 8 theaters. They have a horse arena in there, so they have horse shows in there. They have NASCAR racing.
Nearby.
Outside,
nearby.
So they have all kind of activities in there.
Well, so, yeah, I have to say it because I love buffets and they're disappearing. They have one of the last great $15 buffets in Vegas, in the Vegas area.
Well, and you have to stand in line for a long time. That's the one thing. We've been there, but we've never gone there.
Get there early.
Right, because but the locals do go all the time there. And food. I'll bring that up while we're saying buffets. Food. You can get 24-hour service, which anymore, and especially since after COVID era that we all live in, restaurants have cut their hours, cut their days. How many do you know that are closed now on Mondays and Tuesdays, or their slow days, or Sundays? So when traveling and you're in places that you're not aware of, the scheduling there, you're never sure where you're going to find food. So, but casinos usually always have some food available 24 hours. And it's usually good food. Okay, then you can do shopping. Some of these casinos have great boutiques right within them. You don't even have to leave the casinos.
You've never done any shopping, have you?
Well, and also, some of them, like the one in Michigan City, is set up right across the highway from a large outlet mall. And it's only grown and grown once that casino was built. So there's some of the best shopping around. You can just walk if you're walking. I know people walk in malls, because of the weather factor. They don't have to worry about cold and rain or too hot. So they do their daily exercise just walking in the malls. But you can go into a casino where most of them have nice, soft, carpeted floors, and it's fun just to people watch.
I think it's fun to explore casinos if you haven't been there before, too. I mean, and you get some exercise. It's nice to walk on those soft carpets, but you also get to see all the different things they have in the place.
Well, right. I've done that, especially there's some casinos that are just so large, it takes a while to go, and they're more than one floor. It takes a while to go through them all. You might want to check out all the food venues. Speaking of all that, I just thought about Live in Maryland. That casino is like Live Pittsburgh, that's in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. But you can walk out one door and go right into a mall.
Yeah.
And so
that's literally the case.
Yeah. So there's no question about the availability of shopping and restaurants. And Maryland Live has some of the best restaurants in the casino, but let alone, they have a cheesecake factory for one.
Yeah.
They have a Asian noodle house for another. I mean, they have a deli, a New York-style deli. So check them out if you haven't already. And sometimes people like to go there for the holiday meals, like the buffets on Easter or Thanksgiving. They have, for the pricing, you get quite a lot of food. Okay, then I will also bring back, I'll bring up security. It has a lot of security there, so anything you do, you'll be safer. Okay, also, if you're staying at not just visiting a casino, let's say, for a few hours, if you're staying at a casino resort, they all have pools, indoor and outdoor, some of them. Some of them are at lakes where they have water activities, swimming, kayaking, fishing, hiking. They have paddle boats, nature trails. So you want to first, no matter where you're going, call a casino in that area and or go online if you know the casino that's there and just check out what other activities other than gaming that you can do.
You know, we're going to close now, of course, but I want to tell Janie, because she's done this work and talked about these things, we've gotten so many notes from people who said their wives would never go to casinos, but now, after Janie made all these comments over the last years, that they want to go. They plan their vacations around casinos, and, you know, not that they're going to gamble so much there, but they're going to see all the things that Janie talks about, all the things outside the casino and in the casino that have nothing to do with gambling. Okay, I just wanted to tell you that we did take an extended time off, as I mentioned, and it was just a seasonal break that we needed, and we had to do some things like buy a new roof for our house. Okay. All right, everyone, remember this. Casinos USA is still a place
where every day is Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Every day is Saturday at Casinos USA.